Indian Army troops moved into the western state of Gujarat today in an effort to end 2 days of Hindu-Muslim violence that's left more than 130 people dead. It's the worst communal violence in India in a decade, triggered by Wednesday's attack by a Muslim mob on a train carrying Hindu activists. Nearly 60 people died in that incident. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
The violence continued overnight in Ahmedabad, the state capital, and in other parts of Gujarat as well, as Hindu mobs targeted mainly Muslim areas, burning, looting, and killing. Authorities say at least 50 people, many of them children, were killed when homes in two Muslim neighborhoods in Ahmedabad were set on fire. One former member of parliament was dragged from his home and burned alive. Police and firefighters say their efforts to reach many of the affected areas were hampered by roadblocks set up by rioters. Gujarat's Home Secretary K. Nityanandam says more than 100 people were killed in the capital Ahmedabad alone. Six rioters were shot and killed by police. More than 1,000 rioters have been arrested in the past 48 hours. Today, Home Secretary Nityanandam says the situation in Ahmedabad has improved.
Now the situation is comparatively peaceful, and no major incident compared to what happened yesterday have been reported. There are some minor incidents of arson going on and some clashes and stone throwing between two groups of people. But today it's far more satisfactory than yesterday. The army has moved in. The troops are patrolling some of the streets of Ahmedabad.
It's hoped the arrival of the army will help end the violence that's left hundreds of homes, businesses and cars destroyed over the past 2 days. India's Defense Minister George Fernandez, who flew to Ahmedabad to assess the situation, today appealed for calm.
All that one would like to say to the people here is that violence should not be resorted to. If there is a curfew, then everybody should stay indoors. Create a situation of peace so that normal life can be resumed in the city.
But normal life will return slowly, especially for those who've lost nearly everything in the violence of the past few days. Many have complained that the state and federal governments, both headed by the Hindu nationalist BJP party, handled the situation badly. After the train attack on the Hindus in Godhra, critics say, authorities should have been better prepared to deal with or even prevent the violence. Saeed Shahabuddin is editor of Muslim India magazine.
The violence was not inevitable. Apparently the government has lost control over the situation. The police was a silent spectator of all the gruesome burnings and lootings and killings that was going on today. If something more drastic happens, there is no other way except to hand over Gujarat to the army and perhaps impose president's rule there.
Ahmedabad's police commissioner P.C. Pandey defended his department's response, saying there were too few police to cope with a large number of rioters. But he also admitted that the police were, in his words, equally influenced by the overall general sentiment. When there's a change in the perception of the society, the police is part of it, and there's bound to be some kind of contagion effect, he said. Parts of the capital and 26 cities across the state remain under curfew today, but the violence appears to be limited to Gujarat. The Hindu nationalist Vishwa Hindu Parishad had called for a nationwide strike today to protest the train attack, but the call went largely ignored. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.